弟兄姐妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, greetings.
好，我们再有一些祷告。
Let us have another word of prayer.
主啊，当我们众人一同聚集在你脚前的时候，
Lord, as all of us gather before your feet,
愿你赐下那赐人智慧和启示的灵，
as you give us the spirit of revelation,
带我们进入一切的真理。
Lead us into all truth.
若不是你向我们说话，
If it is not you who's speaking to us,
我们的聚集都是枉然。
Then our gatherings are in vain.
但是主，若你自己向我们说话，
But Lord, if you speak to us personally,
主，我们就能从你的话中得到生命。
Then we can get life from your words.
主，我们就把我们自己都交在你的手里。
Lord, we give all of ourselves into your hands.
愿你自己的灵充满在我们当中。
May your spirit fill among us.
主，更把孩子这个软弱和不配的器皿交在你的手里。
And I give myself this unworthy instrument into your hand.
主啊，愿你自己的宝血厚厚的遮盖。
Lord, may your precious blood heavily cover us.
求你的圣灵洁净。
May your Holy Spirit cleanse.
求你让真的是你自己的灵可以充满在我们的当中。
May your own Holy Spirit fill us.
并且打开天上的窗户。
And open up the window of heaven.
主啊，把你自己丰丰富富的赐给、赏赐给每一位等候在你脚前的人。
And abundantly give yourself to everyone who wait before your feet.
主啊，向我们说话。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，让仆人能够静听。
And Lord, help that the servants can listen.
我们这样的仰望、祈求和祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名。
We look upon you and we pray like this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请大家打开圣经诗篇第133篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 133.
我们一同来看第一节。
Let us together look at verse 1.
诗篇133篇第一节。
Psalm 133 verse 1.
好，我们一起来念。
Let us read it together.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。好，就这一节我们再念一遍。
This verse, let's read it again.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。我们知道诗篇一共有150篇。
We know that there are altogether 150 psalms.
其中从第120篇到134篇，这15篇诗篇呢叫做上行之诗。
And then from Psalm 120 to 144, these 15 psalms, these are called the songs of ascent.
为什么叫做上行之诗呢？
Why are they called songs of ascent?
因为那个时候每到过节的时候，
Because at that time, whenever there's a festivity, whenever there's a holiday,
就是那逾越节、祝棚节和五旬节这三个大的节期的时候，
when we have the three major festivities, of the festivity of the tabernacle,
以色列十二个支派呢，他们要从各方各地到耶路撒冷来，到约柜的面前来敬拜神。
Then all of the tribes of Israel have to go before the tabernacle to worship.
那么因为耶路撒冷是在山上，
Because Jerusalem is on a mountain.
所以他们上耶路撒冷的路呢，就是一个台阶一个台阶的向上走。
Therefore, the road to Jerusalem, the journey is step by step upward.
这是一个上山的过程。
And that is a process of going up a mountain.
一直等到他们来到约柜的面前。
Until they are before the tabernacle.
所以这些诗呢，就是他们这样上行的时候所唱的诗。
And these songs are songs as they go up the mountain.
上行之诗呢，就是由此得名。
And that's why these songs are called songs of ascent.
那么这十五首诗篇其实是告诉我们说，
So therefore these 15 psalms tell us,
一个在耶稣基督里面的人，
that someone who is in Jesus Christ,
如何在他的经历当中一步一步的被神所提升？
Then how is it that he can step by step in his experience be lifted up by Jesus?
所以呢，第120篇就是上行之诗的第一篇，开头乃是说我在极难中求告耶和华。
So therefore, the first of the the songs of ascent, it says, in my trouble, I cry to the Lord.
我们跟随主的历程是从向神求告开始的。
Our experience of the process of following the Lord starts when we cry to the Lord.
那只等到这样一个属灵生命成熟了。
Until that spiritual life is mature.
能够完全的与神联合。
When it can completely be in unity with the Lord.
并且在主里面与弟兄姐妹也能够合而为一。
And in the Lord can also be in unity with brothers and sisters.
所以到了上行诗的最后面。
So therefore, at the last one of the songs of ascent.
最后几篇。
The last song.
在132篇。
In 132, in Psalm 132.
到那个时候大卫的心愿乃是。
At that time, what is in the heart of David is
为他所爱的神预备一个殿。
That is to prepare a temple for the Lord he loves.
使神因着与人和好，可以在人的当中得到安息。
And that is that the Lord can be at peace because of the unity among men.
到了133篇。
When we come to 133,
我们看到则是在神的家里。
Then we see that it is in the house of the Lord.
弟兄和睦同居。
That brothers and sisters living, dwelling in unity.
因为我们与神和好。
Because we are reconciled with the Lord.
我们与人也可以和睦相聚。
And that is why we can dwell with men in unity.
所以用新约的话，用以弗所书来概括的话。
If we use the words of the New Testament using the words of Ephesians,
我们知道就是第一章第十节所说的那个神的永远的旨意。
And then we know that it is the words for chapter 1, verse 10, that it is the eternal will of the Lord.
就是要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
And that is with a view to the administration suitable to the fullness of the time, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and on earth, things that are in heaven and things that are on earth in Him.
这就是上行之诗让我们所看见。
And that is what the songs of ascent show us.
那今天我愿意分享的是第133篇的第一节。
So what I want to share with you today is Psalm 133 verse 1.
这首诗一开始就说看哪。
This psalm, it begins with the word behold.
我们知道每当圣经里面用了看哪这个词的时候。
We know that whenever in the scripture, when it uses the word behold,
就表明下面的事情非常的重要。
It shows that whatever comes after is very important.
所以神要我们看。
So therefore, the Lord wants us to behold.
要定睛，要仔仔细细的看思想。
We have to look and have to carefully and cautiously pay attention to.
因为这是不多见的。
Because it's very rare.
是很稀奇的。
It's very special.
是我们不能忽略的。
Things that we cannot ignore.
打几个比方。
For example.
比方说啊，创世纪第一章三十一节。
For example, Genesis chapter 1 verse 31.
神用六天的时间创造了一切之后
After 6 days, after God has made everything,
神看着一切所造的都甚好。
Behold, it was good. God saw all that he has made, and behold, it was good.
或者说是这样说，神把他所有造的都看了。
Or in another word, we can say that the Lord saw all that he had made.
然后再加上一个，看了。
And then he added the word behold.
这一切都甚好。
All of this were good.
另外一个地方。
Another place.
创世纪八章十三节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 13.
洪水退去之后。
After the flood had gone away.
挪亚撤去方舟的盖儿观看。
And Noah removed the cover of the ark.
这里面也是看了。
And then there's also the word behold.
挪亚看见了什么？
What did Noah see?
他看见地面干了。
He saw that the surface of the ground was dried.
洪水退去了。
That the flood had receded.
因着神的保守，挪亚和他的全家，他们的生命得了保全。
Because of God's protection, Noah and his entire family, their lives were protected.
这是挪亚，挪亚呢，看。
And that is Noah, behold.
另外一个地方还是创世纪。
Another place, also Genesis.
亚伯拉罕带着以撒。
Abraham took Isaac.
到了山上。
Took Isaac to a mountain.
要把他献为燔祭。
And he was going to offer him as a burnt offering.
以撒并不知道。
Isaac did not know.
22章第七节。
In verse 22, verse 7.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说。
Isaac said to his father Abraham.
父亲啊。
Father.
亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。
And Abraham said, Here I am, my son.
以撒说，看哪。
And Isaac said, Behold.
火与柴都有了。
The fire and the wood are all here.
但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
所以以撒这里面对亚伯拉罕说，看哪。
So Isaac here said to Abraham, Behold.
要献祭的一切的预备都有了。
All the preparations for the offerings are ready.
但是祭物在哪里呢？
But where is the sacrifice?
他不知道，其实在他父亲的心中，这个宝贝的儿子就是要他献给神。
But he did not know that in his father's heart, this precious son is what God wanted him to sacrifice.
所以呢，在诗篇133篇一开始，大卫也说，看哪。
So therefore, Psalm 133, verse 1, David also says, Behold.
告诉我们说,
It tells us,
下面的事情是要我们非常非常注意的。
To tell us that what comes after is, are things that we should really pay attention to.
要我们好好看,好好思想。
It is for us to watch, to look carefully and to think about.
要我们看什么?
So what does he want us to see?
下面说,是何等的善，何等的美。
Then it says, how good and how pleasant.
何等的善，何等的美。
How good and how pleasant.
当我们想要描述一件事，要描述一个情形，要描述心里面一个感受，但是一时又找不到恰当的词汇的时候。
When we want to describe something in our heart, but we cannot find the right word,
我们怎么办呢?
What do we do?
我们就说何等。
We say how.
我们就加上很多感叹词，对不对?
We put many exclamation points.
好棒啊。
We say very good.
去一个聚会，就说好丰富，弟兄姐妹的分享，那信息好丰富啊。
And we say, when we go to a gathering, that the richness of the sharings there were so abundant.
去吃饭，要是看到好多的饭菜呢，就说好丰富啊。
When we go eat and we see so much food, then we say so abundant, so much food.
实在没有词的时候。
And when we say, when we have no words,
就说好好啊。
Then we say, so good.
在圣经里面，
In the scripture,
当我们来到神的面前，
When we come before God,
当我们经历了神无比的慈爱和恩典的时候，
When we have experienced His boundless love and grace,
我们也没有办法用人的词汇来描述。
Then we have no way of describing it using men's words.
所以圣经里面也有好多好多的何等 how.
So in the scripture, there are many places that use the word how.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
当保罗想到父神，想到子，他的儿子耶稣基督，想到圣灵的时候，他一口气用了三个何等。
When Paul was thinking about the Father, he couldn't think of the right word, so he used the word how three times in a row.
他说，当我们心中的眼睛被照明的时候，
He says that when the inner eyes are opened,
我们要知道父神的恩召有何等的指望。
He said, we have to know how great is the hope.
他在圣徒中所得的基业，就是他为我们预备的他的儿子，我们这个基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
and that the inheritance that he has prepared, how glorious.
然后呢，讲圣灵向我们这些信的人所彰显的能力是何等的浩大。
And then he said that the Holy Spirit, what it has manifested to us, how great that is.
到了三章十八节。
And then when we come to chapter 3, verse 18,
他说能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And then he said how great it is to be able to understand this together with all the saints.
大卫，我们知道他是个诗人。
We know that David is a poet.
诗篇里面大部分的诗都是出自大卫的手笔。
Most of the psalms in the book comes from David.
无论是他的情感还是他的词汇都比我们丰富的多。我们说他的词汇他的情感是何等的丰富。
Whether it's his vocabulary or his emotion, we say how rich they are.
然而当他看到一幅场景的时候，当他看到一幅情形的时候，
But when he saw a vision, when he saw a picture,
他也没有办法描述。
He couldn't describe it.
所以呢，他连用了两个何等。
So therefore, he used two hows in a row.
何等的善。
How good.
或者说何等的好。
Or
how good.
How good.
还有一个呢，是何等的美。
Or how pleasant.
英文是说 pleasant， 就是说何等的令人欢心、愉悦、高兴。
How pleasing, how pleasurable, how pleasant it is.
何等的好。
How good.
何等的令人高兴。
How pleasant.
这是一幅什么样的图画，让大卫这样的他看着这样的好，这样的高兴呢？
What kind of picture led David to feel this kind of goodness and pleasantness?
大卫他到底看到了什么？
What did David see?
我们知道诗篇133篇呢，其实呢是在这个节期快要结束的时候，在节期的结尾的时候所写的。
We know that Psalm 133, David wrote towards the end of the festivities.
以色列各个支派他们已经这个节已经过完了。
For the tribes of Israel, this festival is almost ending.
他们马上就要离开耶路撒冷回到各自的住处。
They are about to leave Jerusalem to return to their homes.
这个时候他们彼此拥抱。
And at this time, they are hugging each other.
亲嘴。
They are kissing.
他们互道平安。
And they give peace to each other.
愿神祝福彼此。
And may the Lord bless each other.
并且他们约定。
And then they also commit.
等下次过节的时候，在耶路撒冷再见。
That at the next festivity, they will see each other in Jerusalem again.
这幅景象。
This picture.
让大卫的心里面实在是满了感谢。
And this picture really filled David's heart full of thanksgiving.
所以他说何等的善，何等的美。
So therefore he says, how good and how pleasant.
弟兄和睦同居。
It is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
他所看到的是一幅弟兄和睦同居的美好的景象。
He saw a picture of brothers dwelling together in unity.
弟兄和睦同居。
Brothers dwelling together in unity.
谁是弟兄？
Who are brothers?
我们知道在地上各种人与人的关系里面。
We know that among many types of relationships among men in this world.
有一种最亲近、最要好的关系。
There is one type of relationship that is the closest.
那就是弟兄。
And that is among brothers.
或者兄弟。Brothers.弟兄或者兄弟是什么人？
So who are brothers?
是住在一个屋子里的人。
They are people who live in the same house.
是有同样的父母。
They have the same parents.
吃一个锅里的饭。
They eat from the same pot.
一同长大。
They grow up together.
血管里面流着同样的血。
And the blood that flows in their veins are the same.
哥哥衣服穿小了，弟弟要穿。
That the younger brother wears the hand-downs from the older brother.
姐姐的鞋穿小了，妹妹要捡起来。
That the older sister's shoes, when it becomes too small, the younger sister picks it up.
所以这是最亲的人。
So these are the closest people.
我们中国人有一句话哈。
Chinese people have a saying.
叫做兄弟戏于墙，域外于汝。那意思就是说哈，兄弟之间呢，在墙里边呢会打架，但是呢，一出了这个门就一致对外。
It means that brothers, when they're inside of the house, when they're inside of the walls of the house, they may argue, but once they step out and they face the outside world, that they are fully aligned.
所以，如果你有一个朋友非常好。
So therefore, if you have a very good friend,
可以为你两肋插刀。
That someone who would die for you.
那叫做什么？
What is that called?
那叫哥们儿。
That is called a brother.
对不对？如果你有一个死党，那叫姐们儿。
Or a sister.
对不对？所以兄弟之间这个关系啊，是在各种关系里面最亲的一种关系。
So the relationship between brothers, it is the closest among all relationships.
但是呢？
However,
还有一种比这种肉身的兄弟的关系还要亲的关系。
However, there is another relationship that is even closer than the flesh, than the brotherly relationship in flesh.
那就是在主里面我们弟兄姐妹的关系。
And that is the brotherly relationship in the Lord.
就是灵里面的这种生命的连接的关系。
And that is the relationship that connects lives in the spirit.
凡是有主耶稣生命的人。
All those who have the life of Lord Jesus.
重生得救，圣灵住在里面的。
All those who have been saved and reborn and live in the spirit.
我们是什么？
What are we?
我们都是弟兄和姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
我们知道在1861年。
We know that in 1861.
美国爆发了持续四年的内战。
The U.S. had a civil war that lasted 4 years.
那时候也叫南北战争。
And it was also called the war between the South and North.
北方呢，他们要争取奴隶独立。
On the northern side, they wanted to free the slavery.
南方呢，是要维持那个制度。
And the Southerners wanted to maintain that policy.
后来呢，北方赢了。
And then in the end, the North won.
奴隶制度被废除了。
And slavery was abolished.
但是在白人当中仍然普遍存在着一种优越感和种族歧视。
But among the white, there's still a sense of superiority and prejudice.
有一个主日的上午。
On one Sunday morning.
有一个黑人来到在 Virginia 的一所教会。
There was a black man who went to a church in Virginia.
参加他们的薄饼聚会。
And to attend their Lord's table.
当分饼杯的时候，
When they were breaking the bread,
他也走到前面，
He walked up front,
跪下来，
And he knelt down.
但是他没有想到，
But he didn't expect.
他这个举动引起了当时在聚会里面许多弟兄的愤怒。
But he didn't realize that his action aroused wrath, anger in many brothers at that gathering.
一时间群情激动，嘘声四起。
And all of a sudden, people were very excited and were roused up.
Angry.
And people were angry.
众人向他怒目一视。
And all those people were angry at him.
一时那个聚会就很混乱。
And all of a sudden, there was chaos at the meeting.
这个时候有一个弟兄从他的座位站起来。
And then at that time, a brother stood up from his seat.
走到前面，跟他一同跪在主的桌子的前面。
And he walked up and knelt down with him in front of the Lord's table.
一同领主的饼和主的杯。
And together partook in the Lord's bread and the Lord's cup.
当时在场的弟兄姐妹为他所做的而感动。
And at the time, many brothers and sisters there were touched by his action.
一个一个都走到桌子的面前跟我们的弟兄和好。
And they one by one walked up to the Lord's table and reconciled with our brother.
这位首先站起来的弟兄不是别人。
The brother who stood up first is no one other than
就是当时战败的南军的总司令李将军 Robert Lee.
And that person was the general, it was General Robert Lee who was the general for the southern side.
他这样做只有一个原因。
He did that for one reason.
就是在耶稣基督里面我们都是弟兄。
And that is that in Jesus Christ we are all brothers.
我们都成为一。
We are all in one.
没有种族和民族的区别。
We are not split by ethnicity.
没有背景、地域、身份的区别。
We are not separated by class.
没有年龄、性别、高低贵贱的区别。
And we're not separated by age or gender or worth.
我们一律都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
从最小的到最老。
From the youngest to the oldest.
大家知道最近现在哈到美国来念书的这些留学生本科的或者研究生基本上都是80后或者90后的。
We know that a lot of people who come to the US to study whether for undergrad or for grad were all born either 1980 or afterwards.
大家到了教会信了主我们都成为弟兄姐妹。
And after people come to church and they believe in Christ, then we are all brothers and sisters.
他们怎么称呼我们这些上年纪的人呢?
So how do they call us who are older?
叫大哥哥、大姐姐。
They call us older brothers and older sisters.
非常自然也非常的亲。
It is very natural and very endearing.
但有时候会有问题。
But sometimes we run into problems.
什么问题呢?他们爸爸妈妈来了。
What's the problem? It's when their parents come.
到了教会,大家一聊天。
And in church, after we talk,
发现我们这些大哥哥大姐其实是叔叔阿姨。
Then they'll realize that these older brothers and sisters that they've been calling are actually uncles and aunts.
甚至是伯父伯母了。
Or even a generation older.
可是在主里面真好。
But in Christ, it's so good.
没有麻烦。
There's no issue.
我们还是弟兄和姐妹。
We are still brothers and sisters.
所以不用改变任何称呼。
So we don't need to change the calling.
因为父神的慈爱。
Because of the love of the Father.
因着耶稣基督宝血的救赎。
Through the salvation of the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们有了属天的弟兄姐妹的关系。
We have this heavenly brothers and sisters relationship.
我们的生命是一样的。
Our lives are the same.
我们有同一个父。
We have the same father.
所以加拉太书三章二十八节二十九节。
So Galatians
chapter 3, 第二十八二十九节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 28 and 29.
有人告诉我们说这是福音的最伟大的宣告。
Some people tell us that this is the greatest proclamation of the gospel.
那就是并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，并照着应许承受产业的。
And that is, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And you, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants, heirs according to promise.
我们都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
We are all descendants of Abraham.
我们都是弟兄和姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
所以保罗说，
So therefore Paul says,
弟兄们，
brothers,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That in the mercy of the Lord, I encourage you.
所以呢，约翰说，
Therefore John says,
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。
That I, John, am your brother.
和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份。
That in the kingdom and the suffering of Jesus Christ, I partake with you.
更宝贵的。
And even more precious.
让我们没有办法明白的。
What we cannot understand.
是主耶稣基督自己也称为我们的弟兄。
And that is Lord Jesus Christ himself calls himself brother to us.
还有什么比弟兄这个称呼更加宝贵？
What is more precious than the name brother?
还有什么比弟兄这个关系更加宝贵？
What is more precious than this brotherly relationship?
We are
all brothers.
我们都是耶稣基督用宝血重价买赎回来的。
We are all purchased, redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人在神的眼中都是那样的宝贵。
Every single one of us is so precious in the eyes of the Lord.
当我们看我们周围弟兄和姐妹的时候,
When we look at brothers and sisters around us,
我们要像神宝贝我们一样,
then we have to treasure them as Lord Jesus Christ treasures us.
看看周围的弟兄姐妹,
look at the brothers and sisters around you.
他们是神所爱的。
They are loved by the Lord.
他们是耶稣基督用宝血重价买赎回来的。
They are purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
主把我们众人都摆在一起,
the Lord has placed all of us together
成为一个身体,
to be one body.
用他的爱把我们连接在一起。
And unites us in His love.
希伯来书说,
in Hebrews,
以那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一。
Hebrews says that the one who is holy and the one who sanctifies, the one who sanctifies are all from one.
所以他称为他们的弟兄也不以为耻。
So therefore he is not ashamed to be called their brother.
在人世间实在是再也没有比在主里面弟兄姐妹这个关系更让人宝贝。
And in this world, there is no other relationship that is more precious and that warms the heart more than the brotherly and sisterly relationship in Christ. And the love between brothers. And the love between brothers is something that the Lord wants to see among us.
在耶路撒冷圣殿的 关于耶路撒冷圣殿的根基，流传着一个非常甜美的故事。
Regarding the foundation of the temple in Jerusalem, there is a very beautiful story.
大家也许听过这个故事。
Perhaps you've heard of this story.
建造圣殿的地方原来其实呢是一个禾场, 或者就是用我们北方人的话讲，就是一个打场的地方，像卖场这样的地方。
The original place where the temple was built, it was a wheat field.
一个羊肠的地方。
A shepherd.
好，没有英文，sorry. 那么过去呢，在这个禾场上面住着两个弟兄。
And there are two brothers that lived in the
两家啊，哥哥家呢，哥哥家人口比较多，弟弟家的人口比较少。
And the older brother had more people in the household, and the younger brother had less people in the household.
有一年大丰收。
And one year they had a great harvest.
弟弟心里想，哥哥家的人口多，负担多。
And then the younger brother thought that the older brother has more burden because he's got more people in his family.
我应该帮助他。
So I should help him.
于是呢，到了晚上的时候。
So at night.
他就偷偷的从他们家搬了一些禾捆，到送到他哥哥家的这个禾堆上。
So then he took some of his harvest and put it in the pile with his older brother.
结果他哥哥呢?
So, and, but then his brother,
他觉得弟弟无论如何比我年幼，比我软弱。
And but then he thought his younger brother is younger and weaker.
况且神所赐的又是如此的丰富。
And what the Lord has given him already is so abundant.
他应该去帮助他弟弟。
So he should help his younger brother.
所以呢，他到晚上的时候呢，他从他们自己家拿一些禾捆送到弟弟那边。
So then at night he took some of his harvest and put it into the pile with his younger brother.
天亮了，兄弟两个来到禾场。
So in the morning the two brothers came to the field.
都很诧异。
And they were surprised.
发现自己的禾堆没有减少。
They found that their harvest did not get reduced.
他们觉得很奇怪。
They thought it was very strange.
所以到了晚上之后,
so then at night,
他们又再来一遍,
so then they did it again.
白天呢, 又重复一遍,
and then in the morning, it was repeated again.
所以他们就连续几个晚上, 这样做,
so then they repeated this for several nights.
直到有一天, 在搬禾捆的时候遇见了。
Until one night, as they were moving their harvest to each other's field, to each other's pile, they met each other.
他们各自说出护送禾捆的缘由。
And they each told the other person the reason why they were doing this.
所以两个人呢，被他们之间兄弟之情所深深的感动了。
So then they were very moved by the love between the two of them.
他们不禁相拥而泣。
And then they hugged and cried.
后来大卫要寻找一块地来建造圣殿。
And then later, David wanted to find a field, a place to build the temple.
他就选上了这块弟兄相爱的禾场。
And then he chose this place where it exhibits brotherly love.
这就是历代志第21章那里面讲到的那个阿尔南禾场。阿尔南就是哥哥的名字。
And that is the field that is mentioned in the Old Testament.
这是弟兄之间应当有的关系。
And in the Chronicles, and that is the relationship that the brothers should have.
既然是弟兄是兄弟，就本当相亲相爱，和睦同居。
If we are brothers, then we should love each other and be able to dwell in unity.
但是我们知道，当人犯罪之后
，But we know that after men have sinned,
本来应当最亲密的人
，Those who are supposed to be the closest,
父母与儿女、夫妻、兄弟之间。
Parents and children, between brothers and between spouses,
就很难住在一起，而且呢，能够和睦。
And it's very difficult to dwell together, or even dwell together in unity.
有的夫妻为了减少矛盾，所以呢，就要分居，叫做可以有距离美，对不对
？So some spouses, in order to be, they feel that they're better off being separated from each other.
我们发现。人与人之间，兄弟之间，常常之间呢，变成了彼此嫉妒，甚至成为仇人，相咬相吞。
And we find that brothers and sisters among each other, they hate each other, and sometimes they even hate each other.
在人类的历史上，我们知道第一起凶杀案就发生在兄弟之间。
We know that in the history of men, the first case of murder happened between men.
该隐因为神看中了他弟弟亚伯的祭物，而看不中他的祭物，他心里面嫉妒仇恨，就把亚伯给杀了。
Cain, because he was so angry that God preferred his brother's offering over his, that he killed Abel, his brother.
所以兄弟呢，连兄弟都很难住在一起。
So therefore, even brothers are hard to live with each other.
创世纪十章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 10 verse 25.
说希伯生了两个儿子。
It said that two sons were born to Eber.
其中一个呢，名字叫做法勒。
One of them is named Peleg.
法勒就是分的意思。
And Peleg, the name means divided.
因为那时人就分地居住。
Because at that time men divided the earth to live.
创世纪三十三章第十六节、十七节。
Genesis 33 verse 16 and 17.
雅各从他舅父亚班那里回到了迦南。
Jacob journeyed to Succoth from his father's house.
他哥哥以扫非常的高兴。
His brother Esau was very glad.
过河来迎接他。
And he crossed the river to welcome him.
并且跟雅各说：“你带我的几个人走，跟你去。”
And he said, "Why don't you take some of my men to walk with you?"
雅各说不用不用不用。
And Jacob said, "No need."
然后说呢，于是以扫当日起行，往回西尔去了。
And then the scripture says, "So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir."
他往东边走。
He went east.
雅各呢，往舒哥去，在那里为自己盖造房屋，又为牲畜打棚。
And Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built for himself a house and made a booth for his livestock.
雅各跟以扫这两个兄弟也没有办法住在一起，他们也要分开。
And Esau and Jacob, these two brothers, they also cannot live together. They have to be separated.
诗篇一百三十三篇是大卫写的。
Psalm 133 is written by David.
他也知道以色列人的历史。
And he knew the history of the Israelites.
在他之前，以色列人各自为王。
Before him, the Israelites each tribe called themselves a king.
他们之间曾有过非常血腥的互相残杀。
And between them, they had very bloody battles.
我们知道 基甸先士师基甸他有一个儿子叫亚米比勒。
We know that Gideon he had a son named Benjamin.
他为了要争夺王位。
And in order to capture the king, the position of the king.
他一口气把基甸的70个儿子都是他的弟兄给杀死，他自立为王。
And he killed more than 70 sons of Gideon and called himself the king.
我们也知道在士师时代的初期。
And we knew that in the early days of Judges,
有一次11个支派他们组成一个联军，14万人的40万人的大军。
We knew that the 11 tribes of Israel formed an alliance with an army that is 40,000 people strong.
要血洗便雅悯支派。
And to bloodshed the tribe of Benjamin.
最后呢，便雅悯支派只有600个生还者。
And then in the end, only 600 people survived in the tribe of Benjamin.
如果不是这600个人逃了便雅悯支派，就没了。
If it weren't for the fact that these 600 people escaped, then the tribe of Benjamin would have perished.
就是在大卫自己父亲家里面。
And even in David's own house, in his father's house,
八个弟兄也不能和睦同居。
And these 8 brothers also cannot live in harmony.
大卫的哥哥常常藐视大卫。
And David's brothers often despise him.
大卫自己的家里。
In David's own house.
他自己的儿女也不能和睦同居。
His own children cannot live in harmony.
甚至到了一个地步，他的一个儿子亚沙龙杀了另外一个儿子，叫做安嫩。
And in the end, one of his sons killed the other.
大卫的两个儿子所罗门和亚多尼亚也是为了争夺大卫的宝座互相残杀。
And David's son Solomon and his brother also were killing each other for the throne.
所以当大卫看到以色列12个支派在耶路撒冷在神的约柜面前能够相亲相爱的时候，
So therefore, when David saw that the people of Israel before the Lord's tabernacle can actually be in love and be in harmony with each other,
他的心底深处是何等的盼望这种和睦同居不是暂时的。
In the depths of his heart, how he hoped this kind of unity is not only temporary.
不是只在过节这几天才有。
It is not. It doesn't only exist during the festivities.
而是神的子民可以永远这样彼此相爱。
It is so that the people of God can always live like this.
大卫是一个先知。
David is a prophet.
他在肉身的弟兄姐妹和睦同居里面所看到的。
What he saw in flesh about brothers dwelling together,
实在是一个预表。
It is a prediction.
是预表在神的家里面。
It's a prediction that in the house of the Lord,
以及在教会里面。
And in church,
弟兄姐妹和睦同居。
That brothers to dwell in unity.
什么是和睦？
What is unity?
和睦我们知道就是融洽，就是相处的好。
It's harmony. It's to be able to get along.
比方说我们当学生念书的时候常常跟同学合住在一起，有室友。
As an example, when we were students, we often lived together. We often have roommates.
如果相处得好，成为好朋友，甚至呢，我们可以成为一辈子的好朋友。
And sometimes if we are able to live in unity, then we can be good friends in life.
这叫朋友之间的和睦。
And that is unity among friends.
但是圣经里面讲到的和睦，或者诗篇133篇里的和睦呢，远远超出这个融洽这样一个概念。
But this word unity in Psalm 133 or in the scripture far surpasses the notion of harmony.
不单单我们彼此相处的融洽。
It is not that you and I can be in harmony.
更是说到呢，是在这个地方的强调的是 unity， 就是。不单单是融洽，而且是说我们能够一致，我们能够相同，我们能够一样。
It is not just harmony, but that we can be the same, we can be one.
前几天，纽约那个 football 橄榄球队 Jets 他们输给了迈阿密之后，他们就失去了季后赛的资格。
So after the Jets lost to the Miami last week, they basically lost their eligibility to continue in the game.
他们的主教练在赛后的新闻发布会上说了这样一番话。
And their coach at the press conference after the game said this.
就说很多时候,
so many times,
一个球队的胜负, 其实呢, 在于是否真正的彼此信任,
said the winning of a team ultimately comes down to whether or not there is trust among players.
虽然呢, 我们是53个个体,
even though we are 53 individuals,
但是应当是像一个有机体一样,
but we should be like one body.
一个球队是这样,
if a sports team is like this,
在教会里面, 更是如此,
then in church, it should be even more so.
以弗所书2章2节,
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
刚才弟兄带我们念的,
our brother had just led us to read it.
说你们就要意念相同, 爱心相同, 有一样的心思, 有一样的意念, 使我的喜乐可以满足。
He said you should be one.
二章二节。
He said that you should make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
在Darby的翻译里面,
in the Darby translation,
跟中文的翻译非常的接近,
it is very similar to the Chinese translation.
两次提到意念,
twice it talked about mind, thinking.
意念相同,
that the mind is the same.
一样的意念,
and be united, be the same in mind.
意思就是说,
in thinking. Meaning,
在同一个爱和同一个意念里面,
meaning that in the same love and in the same thinking, same mind,
思想同一件事,
to think about the same thing.
我再重复一遍,
let me say it again.
在同一个爱和同一个意念里面,
that in the same mind and the same love,
思想同一件事,
to think about the same thing,
这叫做和睦,
and that is harmony.
这同一个爱, 不是你的爱, 不是我的爱, 是神的爱,
and that love is not your love or my love, but it is God's love.
这一个意念, 不是你的意念, 不是我的意念, 是耶稣基督的意念,
and that mind is not your mind or my mind, but the mind of Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄和睦同居就是在神的爱和耶稣基督里面的意念当中我们思想的是同一件事。
And to live in unity means that in the love of God and in the mind of Jesus Christ that we are all thinking about the same thing.
这叫做和睦同居。
And that is to dwell in unity.
在用新约的话讲, 这叫做合一。
And in the words of the New Testament, it is to be one.
关于合一这件事,
about being one,
我们在各样的聚会中都已经领受了许多的教导。
In many different types of gatherings, we have learned many different lessons.
我还记得我们到这里开始聚会的时候,
I still remember when we first started gathering here,
我们有感恩的聚会,
we have Thanksgiving meetings.
将弟兄来分享的信息就是弟兄和睦同居。
And the message from Stephen Kahn was brothers dwelling in unity.
就是诗篇133篇。
And it was Psalm 133.
如果你到网上去搜索合一或者教会合一,
if you go and search online for unity or church unity,
就看到许多人都讲这个题目。
And you'll see that many people talk about this topic.
所以今天我只是简单的提一提, 为什么合一这么重要, 以及 应当怎样合一?
So that's why I just want to very briefly touch why is this unity so important and how can we be united?
剩下时间呢, 讲一点点教会的历史。
And the remaining time, I want to talk a little bit about church history.
希望神能够借着这段历史, 向我们说话。
And hope that the Lord, through this history, can speak to us.
首先我们知道合一是跟神的永远的旨意发生, 有非常非常紧密的关系。
So first we know that unity is very closely tied to the God's eternal will.
因为我们知道神是要照着所安排的, 在时候满足的时候, 是天上地上, 一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Because we know that God, according to His will, when the time is right, wants everything on earth and in heaven be united into one.
而首先要合一的是教会的合一。
And then the first thing to achieve unity is
只有教会合一了。
It is only after church is united.
才有可能天上地上一切所有的在基督里同归于一。
Then can all things on heaven and in heaven and on earth be united into Christ into one.
这是父神的心意。
That is the heart of the Father.
这是主耶稣的祷告。
And that is the prayer of Jesus.
主耶稣要离开他门徒的时候，他以大祭司的身份祷告说。
And when Lord Jesus was about to depart from his disciples, he prayed as the high priest.
父神啊，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。约翰福音第十七章第十一节。
In John chapter 17, verse 11.Lord Jesus said, Father, by the name that you have given me, may they be united.
而且我们知道这不仅仅是父是子的心意。
And we know that it is not only the heart of the Father and the Son.
我们也知道合一乃是圣灵所赐的，没有我们任何的功劳。
We also know that this unity comes from the Holy Spirit and it is not by any of our work.
正像以弗所书四章三节所说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心，所以这个合一乃是圣灵所赐的。
And so therefore in Ephesians it says that we have to protect the unity that is given by the Holy Spirit. Therefore it is given by the Holy Spirit.
我们也知道合一的根基不是人，也不是任何的教训。
We know that the foundation of the unity is not men or any teaching.
不是任何的组织，不是任何的做法。
It is not any organization or any action.
圣灵，我们能够合一的根基乃是在于七个一。
We can be united because of the seven ones.
身体只有一个。
That there's only one body.
这个身体就是主耶稣基督的身体，他的教会。
And that is the body of Christ's church.
圣灵只有一个。
That there's only one Holy Spirit.
就是神的灵，主耶稣基督的灵。
And that is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
指望只有一个。
That there's only one hope.
就是复活，主耶稣再来的时候，我们复活的指望。
And that is the hope of resurrection when Lord Jesus comes again.
一主，一信，一喜，一神。
That one Lord, one baptism, one faith, one God.
一信是神儿子耶稣基督的信。
One faith, that is the faith of the Son of God.
一洗是圣灵的洗。
One baptism, that is the baptism of the, it's the holy baptism.
所以这是我们合一的根基。
That is the foundation of our unity.
所以这些呢，刚才我讲到的这些啊，引用的这些经文，都是告诉我们说，为什么教会的合一如此的重要。
So all these scriptures, verses that I just referred to tells us why is unity so important?
在十九世纪二十年代，就是一八二七年的时候。
So around 1827.
有一些弟兄因为他们不满他们所看到当时教会四分五裂的现象。
Some brothers were dissatisfied by the condition of the church being divided.
他们就离开了他们所在的宗派。
So then they left the denominations that they were with.
在一起开始一个聚会。
Then together they started a gathering.
非常简单的聚会。
A very simple meeting.
只是奉耶稣基督的名，他们在一开始是在个人的家中，后来因为人数多，他们就有了一个公共的场所，在那里一同读经、祷告、交通。
That first they started at their homes.And they gather in the name of Jesus Christ, and then later, because the number of people grew, that they gathered at a public place.
特别呢，他们是每一个主日，他们都要一同擘饼来纪念主。
Especially every Sunday, they come together to partake in the Lord's table together.
表明他们在基督里的合一。
To show their unity in Christ.
没有任何的门户之见。
That they're not divided by anything.
我们知道这就是弟兄会或者弟兄运动的开始。
And we know that is the beginning of the brother movement.
他们有几个非常鲜明的特点。
They had a few very special characteristics.
一个呢，就是他们彼此之间都成为弟兄，没有神职人员，没有牧师，都是弟兄。
One is that they are all brothers among each other, that there is no priest, there's no special minister.
没有会员,
they have no membership.
他们每周薄饼聚会,
and every week they have the Lord's table.
给弟兄姐妹受浸之前, 他们有受浸班,
and every time someone's baptized, they have a baptism class.
确定每一个受浸的弟兄姐妹, 他们都很清楚, 明白救恩, 清楚明白他们得救了,
so that every brother and sister who's baptized can clearly understand that they've been saved.
他们非常注重弟兄之间的交通,
they are very they pay special attention to the fellowship among brothers.
我们知道在这个运动当中对我们影响比较大的, 我们大家比较知道的, 包括呢, 达比弟兄和穆勒弟兄,
the people who are more influential, the people who have impacted us more among this movement is Brother Darby and Brother
Moody. 他们认为呢, 信徒的生命都是属天的, 我们是因着圣灵的浸而归入耶稣基督的身体和教, 就是教会。
They believe that the lives of the brothers, they believe that we are able to enter into the body of Christ because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这样的运动, 当时产生了很大的影响, 对我们华人的教会也有非常大的影响。
And this movement had tremendous impact at the time and also had tremendous impact among Chinese Christians.
其中包括尼托生弟兄,
among them includes Brother Watchman Nee.
他认为弟兄运动就是启示录第二章和第三章中弟兄相爱的腓拉铁腓教会。
He believed that this brother movement is what is written in the Revelation book chapter 2 and 3, the Philadelphia church.
但是20年之后,
but 20 years later,
到了1848年,
when we come to 1848,
弟兄会内部却因为是否应当接纳所有的信徒参加薄饼聚会这一个问题而分裂了。That
within the brother movement, there was a split because of one single issue, which is should all brothers and should all believers be able to partake in the Lord's table.
所以到了今天就有两个弟兄会。
So today there are two brother churches.
一个叫做闭关弟兄会, 一个叫做开放弟兄会。
One is called the closed brother church and the other one is the open one. One is the exclusive one and the other one is the open one.
在1933年,
in 1933,
尼弟兄接受英国闭关弟兄会的邀请, 首次赴伦敦与他们交通。
Brother Watchman Nee was invited by the exclusive brother church to go to London and to share.
他看到弟兄们在许多方面被神所大大的使用。
He saw that the brothers were being greatly used by the Lord in many aspects.
那个时候每到了星期六, 尼弟兄呢, 就去拜访在伦敦的其他不同的教会。
So then on every Saturday at the time, Brother Nee would go to different churches in the area.
有一次呢, 他去拜访了Spark弟兄。
So one time he went to meet with Brother Spark.
结果他发现 Spark弟兄不仅仅对圣经非常有亮光,
and he found that Brother Spark not only was greatly enlightened by the scripture,
而且 Spark弟兄的属灵的生命也非常的美丽,
and he found Brother Spark's spiritual life to be very beautiful.
所以从那个时候开始, 每一个礼拜六, 尼弟兄呢, 都去跟 Spark弟兄交通。
So then starting that Saturday, he went to have fellowship with Brother Spark every Saturday.
后来弟兄会的人发现尼弟兄每次都去找Spark弟兄,他们心里就很不高兴。
And Brother Church found out about it, they were not happy about it.
后来尼弟兄回来,几年之后, 到了39年的时候,尼弟兄第二次又去伦敦。
And in 1939, Brother Nee went to London for the second time.
这一次呢, 他就一直住在 Spark弟兄的接待所里。
And this time, he lived in the reception hall of Brother Spark.
时间有一年之久。
And the duration was almost a year.
我们大家很熟悉的《基督徒的正常生活》这本书。
we are the book that we're very familiar with, the normal life of a Christian.
其实就是那个时候，尼弟兄的交通的信息的整理，原版是英文的，其实。
The original text was actually in English. It is the organized, it is the edited version of his sermons at the time.
在那段时间，尼弟兄还写了另外一本英文的书。
At that time, Brother Niu had written another English book.
叫做 Rethinking of Our Mission, 或者工作的载思。
It's called Rethinking of Our Mission.
写完之后，他就交给 Spark 弟兄看。
And after he had written it, he gave it to Brother Spark to read.
Spark 弟兄看了之后。
After Brother Spark read it,
他就知道尼弟兄在那里面讲到的关于地方教会的立场，其实呢是闭关弟兄会他们的主张。
So and then Brother Spark realized that the concept that Brother Ni had espoused in the book is actually it's the same as the exclusive brother church.
那意思基本上是说，在一个地方只有一个是真正的教会，其他的都是宗派。
It basically said that at every location there is one true church. All the other ones are not true.
他们是根据《使徒行传》看到那里面的教会都是用地方的名字来命名的，都只有一个教会。
And what they base this on the fact that in the book of Acts, every place has a church that is named according to the location.
他们就把这个当成一个真理。
And they took that as a truth.
所以呢，坚持任何一个地方只有一个真正的聚会。
So they insist that at every location there is only one true gathering.
这是 Spark 弟兄所不赞同的。
And that is something that Brother Spark did not agree with.
怎么办？
So what to do?
Spark 弟兄他非常宝贵的是弟兄在基督里面的合一。
So the Brother Spark treasured was the unity among brothers.
像刚才弟兄所讲的说，保罗说，如果有一件事我要劝你们的话，就是你们要合一。
And just as our brother had read, Paul said, if there is any encouragement in Christ, then I encourage you to be in unity.
所以他对尼徒生弟兄说。
So he said to Brother Watchman Nee.
他对这本书的评价是说 ，very clever。
So his comment about the book is that it's very clever.
就是说写得非常的巧妙。
He said it's very cleverly written.
然后呢，史弟兄就把这本书呢送到他的文字印刷处出版。
And then Brother Spark sent this book to his publishing company to be published.
做了一件维护教会合一的事。
He did something to protect, to preserve the church's unity.
因为我们的弟兄。才相信。
Because our brother believed.
只有耶稣基督自己才能够带进真正的合一。
Only Lord Jesus Christ himself can bring in the true unity.
耶稣基督的生命是我们合一的根基。
That the life of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our unity.
任何其他的事情。
Anything else.
比方说道理、教训、做法、地点、各种各样的形式。各种各样的仪式都只如果我们坚持的话只能给教会的合一带来破坏
whether it's all the other things whether it's location or teaching or formality these are all rituals and ceremonies that it can only bring harm to the unity in church
圣灵可以引导我们采取某种做法
that the Holy Spirit can guide us to take certain actions
但是我们不能说这是唯一的做法。
But we cannot say that that is the only way.
不可改变的做法。
Or the unchanging way.
我们不能说凡不如此行的就是出于人而不是出于神的引导。
We cannot say that unless you do this, it is from men and not from God.
这是 Spark 弟兄当时跟弟兄交通的时候所说的话。是后来其实他到中国来跟聚会所的弟兄姐妹交通的时候，他所说的。
And that is something that he said later when he came to China to visit the brothers and sisters there.
当我们还在成长的阶段，当教会还没有长大成熟的时候。
as we are still growing and as the church has have still not matured,
我们对真道的认识有程度上面的差别。
We have differences in the degree of which we understand the truth.
我们做事的方式方法也会不同。
And the method by which we do things can be different.
当出现这些不同的时候,
But when these differences surface,
我们其实仍然可以和睦同居。
We can still dwell in unity.
因为我们的一乃是在于我们的生命。
Because that oneness is based on our life.
我们的一其实是不可分割的。
Our oneness cannot be divided.
如果我们当中不能合一的话,
If we cannot have unity among us,
我们知道不是形式做法上的问题,
then we know that it is not the ritual or the deed.
是我们的生命出了问题。
It is our life that is the issue.
所以以弗所书第四章,
So Ephesians chapter 4,
再往后, 就说哈, 我们要凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，要宽容，要联络。如果我们合一出现的问题，不是做法形式问题，是在这些我们生命的品格上，是在温柔、谦虚、忍耐、宽容、联络，在这些生命的品格上出了问题，使我们不能和睦同居。
So Ephesians chapter 4 says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience and showing tolerance for one another in love, if it is not our deed or our action that is the problem, but it is the issue with these characters of our life.
如果在我们的生命中缺少这样的品格,
if we lack these characters in our life,
我们当中一点点不同就会造成教会合一的破坏。
Then small differences among us can cause harm, can cause split in the unity in church.
但是如果我们生命当中有了这些品格,
But if we have these characters in our life,
我们可以有许多的不同,
we can have many differences.
但是我们在耶稣基督里面仍然可以和睦同居。
But then we can still live in unity in Jesus Christ.
所以以弗所书4章第13节,
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13
说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13 says, Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
神的盼望是什么？
What is the hope of God?
认识他的儿子耶稣基督,
to know his son Jesus Christ.
让我们长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量,
for us to mature, to be a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
这个时候我们在真道上可以同归于一。
And then at that time, in truth, we can be in unity.
神要的,
God wants,
是我们属灵生命的,
God wants our spiritual life to grow.
使我们可以满有他儿子耶稣基督。
So that we can be full of his son, Jesus Christ.
是因着这个生命,
it is according to this life.
我们弟兄姐妹可以和睦同居。
That us brothers and sisters can dwell in unity.
在神的眼中, 这是善, 这是美。
In the eyes of God, this is good and it's pleasant.
在世人的眼中, 这就是教会。
And in the eyes of the world, this is church.
好, 我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊, 我们再次 把这些残缺不全的话交在你的手中。
Lord, once again, we give these broken words into your hand.
求你除去里面任何不讨你喜悦的话。
May you remove anything in there that is not pleasant to you.
主啊, 借着你自己的话来继续光照我们的心。
Lord, through your own words, shine light among us.
主啊, 使你的工作可以在我们每个人的身上得以成就。
so that your work can be fulfilled on each one of us.
也在教会可以成就。
And it can also be fulfilled in church.
我们再次把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
We give you glory and praises.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.